We're at the FC Co-op Field Trial Showcase event here at Farnhamville, Iowa today. We're going to talk with Todd Clausen, Director of Agronomy for FC Co-op. Todd, first time out here for me. This is an amazing event that you put on here. Lots to look at.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you coming out, and you're more than welcome. And there is a lot to look at. This is a 175-acre farm. Boy, you put that into perspective, it's worth $1.75 million that's owned by our membership. It's cooperative owned. And we've got that broken down into 17 major blocks of crop production inputs that that range from plant food to fungicidal products, foliar products, and seed products, and then practices themselves.
So what makes this different from a lot of the field days out there?
Well, I think there's two components. Number one, our direction is to be able to demonstrate and evaluate primary, secondary, and even tertiary crop production inputs to ground-proof the return on investment on your farm. Okay, so I think that's valuable. And equally as valuable, I think it's very important to be able to ground-proof whether a crop production input does not return its investment on a farm. Further out than that is this event in and of itself is not manufacturer-driven. And all of our information team and our presenters and those who are bringing the valuable information to the table to our customers are our own field sales agronomists.
You know, you made a comment earlier that so much focus is put on seed, and certainly seed is important and is one of the foundations of growing a crop. But your point, I think, was that it's just one part of growing a crop.
And seed is one of the primary and the lowest form of the foundation of crop production hierarchy inputs. You know, you can't grow a crop without seed, sun, soil, and water. And so it's not optional, but it is flexible. And so making the right recommendation for a hybrid seed product on any given farm is critical, yes, but it's not rocket science. And if you run two different hybrids across a number of different farms in similar situations, there might only be 2 bushel per acre difference, but the management thereafter can make up a difference of 30, 40, or even 50 bushels per acre.
I asked you earlier, too, what's the one or two key things to producing that big crop?
Key initially is that crop planted in the ground and getting it up and out of the ground, healthy, robust, and able to withstand the rigors that a growing season here in Iowa will throw you, because understand that that seed has no more raw yield potential than it does when it's in the bag. So everything that happens to that plant, that organism, is a stress, and stress is invertly proportional to yield. So getting a good start, plant food, and protection early from weeds and insects, getting it up and out of the ground is terribly important. And then latter part of the season is we are big advocates of fungicidal compounds in both corn and soybean crops, not just from a disease perspective, but from a simple plant health perspective.